实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Stewart?
Sorry, he is not in at the moment. Can you phone back a moment later?
Text 2.
Hi, Bill. Shall we go out for a walk?
I'd love to, but I have to get ready for tomorrow's math exam.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow is Saturday. We don't have school on Saturday.
Text 3. I hear you are going to drive to New York this weekend.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I decided to go there by air.
Text 4.
Peter, how's everything going with your research on Gaudi?
Oh, I begin with his most well-known masterpiece, The Great Church, Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. What an amazing building! Text 5.
Hey, Jane.Have you finished the book I recommended you?
Oh, yes, I have, and I find it quite instructive. I learned a lot from Washington's life experience, especially his early life and his hardest time in office.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Aren't we supposed to go to the movies with Alice and Bill tonight?
Yes, I told them. We'd meet them at the mall at 7:30.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have told them we could go tonight. I have all this homework to do.
I was really looking forward to seeing this movie. Can I do something to help you?
That would be great. Could you help me with this math problem?
I think so. If I can remember what I learned in school...It was a long time ago, you know.
Aren't we supposed to go to the movies with Alice and Bill tonight?
Yes, I told them. We'd meet them at the mall at 7:30.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have told them we could go tonight. I have all this homework to do.
I was really looking forward to seeing this movie. Can I do something to help you?
That would be great. Could you help me with this math problem?
I think so. If I can remember what I learned in school, it was a long time ago, you know.
Listen to the seventh material and answer the eighth and ninth questions.
Li Hui, do you want to improve your English? Here is some information I just picked up for an English course.
How much does it cost?
Well, it depends how long you want to study. It costs 700 yuan for 3 months. 1,200 yuan for 6 months and 2,000 yuan for 1 year.
That sounds reasonable. Who are the teachers?
It says they are experienced college English teachers.
How can I contact the English Training Center?
Here is their phone number. It's 221-86509.
Thanks. I'll call them for more information.
Li Hui, do you want to improve your English? Here is some information I just picked up for an English course.
How much does it cost?
Well, it depends how long you want to study. It costs 700 yuan for 3 months, 1,200 yuan for 6 months, and 2,000 yuan for 1 year.
That sounds reasonable. Who are the teachers?
It says they are experienced college English teachers.
How can I contact the English Training Center?
Here is their phone number. It's 221-86509.
Thanks. I'll call them for more information.
I was invited to my advisor's house for dinner next Wednesday. What should I bring?
Bring?
I mean, what's an appropriate gift?
It's absolutely not necessary to bring anything.
Really? But I couldn't go empty-handed. I wouldn't feel at ease.
If you really want to bring something, you should bring a nice token gift that says, "I thought of you." Not a gift that says, "Look how much money I spent."
I see what you mean. How about Chinese tea?
That's wonderful. They can buy Chinese tea there, but what you chose and brought all the way from here, it's very special.
Great, that's settled. I was invited to my advisor's house for dinner next Wednesday. What should I bring?
Bring?
I mean, what's an appropriate gift?
It's absolutely not necessary to bring anything.
Really? But I couldn't go empty-handed. I wouldn't feel at ease.
If you really want to bring something, you should bring a nice token gift that says, "I thought of you." Not a gift that says, "Look how much money I spent."
I see what you mean. How about Chinese tea?
That's wonderful. They can buy Chinese tea there, but what you chose and brought all the way from here, it's very special.
Great, that's settled.
What's wrong with you, Gina? Do you have a problem?
Yes, I have a chance to get another job, and I don't know what to do.
If it's a better job than your present one, take it. That's my advice.
It isn't as easy as that. I like the job I have now very much. The people in my office are very friendly, and my work is very interesting.
What about the salary? Will you get more money?
Yeah, the salary is much higher. If I accept the job, my salary will be doubled. What should I do? I have to let them know my decision today.
What's wrong with you, Gina? Do you have a problem?
Yes, I have a chance to get another job, and I don't know what to do.
If it's a better job than your present one, take it. That's my advice.
It isn't as easy as that. I like the job I have now very much. The people in my office are very friendly, and my work is very interesting.
What about the salary? Will you get more money?
Yeah, the salary is much higher. If I accept the job, my salary will be doubled. What should I do? I have to let them know my decision today.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Do you know anything about the famous American president, Abraham Lincoln? When Lincoln was just a boy, he had to help his father look after their farm. It was hard work, and there weren't any interesting things for him to do. Lincoln wanted to go to school, but there was no school there. He was sad most of the time. Mrs. Lincoln loved the boy very much.She tried her best to make Lincoln happy. One early morning, she got up early and went to the town. That was a long way, and it took her a long time to get to the town. She bought something there and started back, and it was late in the evening when she got home. The next morning, Mrs. Lincoln said to Lincoln, "Today is your birthday. We are going to have a party."She put some food on the table and brought out a present.
A book!
Lincoln cried. It was an old book, but he liked it. A smile came to his face. He looked up at Mrs. Lincoln and said, "Thank you, Mom."
Do you know anything about the famous American president, Abraham Lincoln? When Lincoln was just a boy,He had to help his father look after their farm. It was hard work, and there weren't any interesting things for him to do. Lincoln wanted to go to school, but there was no school there. He was sad most of the time. Mrs. Lincoln loved the boy very much. She tried her best to make Lincoln happy. One early morning, she got up early and went to the town.That was a long way, and it took her a long time to get to the town. She bought something there and started back, and it was late in the evening when she got home. The next morning, Mrs. Lincoln said to Lincoln, "Today is your birthday. We are going to have a party." She put some food on the table and brought out a present. "A book!" Lincoln cried. It was an old book, but he liked it.A smile came to his face. He looked up at Mrs. Lincoln and said, "Thank you, Mom."